o'clock, the most fun hour here on The Fanatic. That's when Joe Toy and I get to share and do a crossover from 9 to 10. Not a 10-minute crossover. We get a full 60 minutes. Well, 45 because of commercials. But still, we get this time together. Always a blast as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. JT, you still had these people buzzing last night with these conversation about the food, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem... Whoa.
Is my...
There you go.
Is this thing on? The thing is...
I goofed.
When it comes down to it, right, I learned that people, if you say something that they like isn't as good in your opinion, it's like a personal attack on it. Like, I've found that these people cannot handle things. So that will incur... We might do a tier list Tuesday or something like that, or I will personally attack whatever you love on Tuesdays if it's not something that I love, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah.
Maybe that this
whatever
will become
you
a thing.
Love.
Yeah.
Right. You know? That's pretty good.
It's just our opinion. And that one was my opinion. I'm not speaking for Devon. Devon agreed on some, disagreed on others.
Yeah.
I know that Devon's way higher on Wendy's than I was.
Yes.
Not as high on In-N-Out Burger.
I'm a fan of the Baconator.
Yeah. The bacon, that's a son of the Baconator. All that other kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like all that stuff.
I'm a fan of that.
We're talking about guys who can go get their own buckets and defend and stuff like that. Tyreek Evans is available. I've heard that. I've heard that his asking price might be lower.
I root now for all local guys.
Me too.
That was not a good look.
Yo, that's like a career ban, pretty much. Like, 2 years at Tyreek Evans' stage, like, that's like done. Who's going to come back and be like, yeah, we'll work with him?
Now, it has been done before with Birdman, Chris Anderson.
Yeah.
Same deal. Where it looked like that those types of things were possibly involved in Birdman, as we know.
Right.
And in this case with Tyreek Evans, it's a bummer to read, man. And O.J. Mayo, the same thing. Remember that?
Yep,
we haven't seen O.J. Mayo for a while.
He was the next big thing for like 6 years. O.J. Mayo was
I saw he wasn't very early on.
Well, other people learned. Yes. Other people learned really quickly.
Yeah, but sad for Tyreek Evans and...
Hope he gets help.
Yes.
You know, whatever
help he needs, hope he gets help.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But
yep.
I saw that today, and I was thinking, you know what? There were people who brought up, you know, this guy's a free agent and everything else. Give him a look. He helped out Indiana this year. And then when you see that, you know, you wonder, at this point, a team that's out of the playoffs, why would somebody's name be trending on Twitter? Then you see, you're like, oh, man,
yeah,
that's a bummer.
That was a shame. But, you know, they have to figure out some of their own free agents. And Tobias Harris, and last night, Joe of the Exit Interviews, Tobias Harris, the feature. A lot of people saying, yeah, no, I'm not giving them to Max, first of all, and I might not bring them back at all.
Well, I can't blame you if you look at what he did in the playoffs. But the problem is, like, we've seen it happen across sports. Oftentimes, a guy's first year after either signing a free agent deal or being acquired in a trade, we've seen them just, like, not live up to expectations. And we've seen some teams, like, cut bait really quickly. And then other times, we've seen guys go and... in their second year really round into form, and like they're not worried about moving their family, they're not worried about anything else, and they're just there now and able to play at a much higher level. I just don't know how it's going to go with Tobias Harris. Yeah. I really don't. Like, my problem is that you only had to shoot. You weren't asked to do a whole lot. They didn't ask you to rebound all that much. They didn't ask you to handle the ball, to defend all that much. And you shot like 10 points lower than you were shooting in Los Angeles. So it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, again, we talk about when we had World Be Free on, and he talked about the volume of touches.
Yeah.
If he's not getting the touches, he's a volume guy, and he's not getting those necessary touches to get him in rhythm. This is what you get.
If World is right, if that's true, then I don't need to have him back.
Or you just don't need him at that number.
Well, if someone's going to give him that number, it's not going to be me.
Now, he turned down $480 million last year in the offseason from the Clippers. Bet on himself. Felt like he can get a little more.
I think he's going to get more. Yeah.
He's going to get more. He's not going to get 4 for $80. He's going to get more.
So are you giving him more than 4 for $80? That's the question, I guess.
I would give him 100.
All right.
I would give him 100. Hmm. The market is what the market is.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And you made those moves, giving up, as people say, a lot, 2 first-round picks. Landry Shamet, who people feel like could be a starter in this league, right? If J.J. Redick were to leave and you had him replace him with Landry Shamet, some people seem like they would be satisfied with that. He's not here. You gave that stuff up.
Right.
Tobias Harris now has to be someone that you keep to justify, not just to justify, but keep this nucleus together and make the push.
Well, so the cost does nothing for me in terms of the trade. That moves the needle for me not at all.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because that stuff's gone. That's already done.
I agree. And even in the moment, I'm like, this is what you have to do. You have to overpay sometimes.
Right, exactly. So the question becomes only about, it's not like, is Tobias Harris going to be good enough to justify giving up Landry Shamet and the picks and everything else? It's, is Tobias good enough and is he going to be a core piece of this group that is going to win a championship? Like, that's the only question that matters. It's not really like what you gave up. I get like looking back and being like, oh, that was a terrible trade, whatever, and you don't want to have egg on your face. But the way that you have egg on your face for real is by giving big money to the wrong guy after you already make the bad trade. So you've got to make a determination about whether this is the guy for you or not. And that's kind of what the hard question is.
And the crazy thing about it as well is Butler, you're probably going to take care of first. So how long is Tobias? I'm sure the conversation, the communication with the agent, I think his dad is his agent. So the communication with his father about what you do in terms of their deal, that deal, you are going to have to wait until the Jimmy Butler thing is done first.
Right. And who knows if Jimmy's in a hurry? You know what I mean? I would think
he would try to, knowing the implications, if he is going to come back and Harris is coming back or Redick is coming back, they would get it done rather quickly. Especially if the other big names get theirs done rather quickly.
But even if it is quick, that's still a month and a half away. You know what I mean? Like, the start of things is a while away.
Yeah, and they start now, of course, and that's why I think that the information will already be there, and you just go ahead and knock things out first. Jimmy's first, and
hope so.
Dominoes after that.
Hope so.
610-632-0975. I'm going to ask you about Mike Scott, James Ennis, Bovine, and, of course, the one and only Jonathan Simmons. Let's go to Sean in Newark on 97.5 with the Exit Interviews. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? Good evening.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
I know you know your Sixers, and I know you know your basketball, Devon, but I got to respectfully correct you on one point. You keep saying, and you've been saying it all night, that the first move you have to do is sign Jimmy Butler. No, no, no.
No?
Under the NBA rules, you can go over the cap to sign your own players.
Yes.
But you can't go over the cap to sign free agents. So if you sign Jimmy Butler first, that's it. You're screwed. You can't sign anybody else except Tobias Harris. So you leave Jimmy, you have a private conversation with Jimmy. You say, Jimmy, give me 30 days. I need to go talk to Kawhi. I need to talk to Kevin Durant. I need to talk to Clay. I want a face-to-face with them, with Elton Brand, hopefully Joel Embiid, Ben, all these guys lobbying. And I'm not taking this idea that Kevin and all these other guys won't come here until they tell me that to my face. If I can sign Kevin Durant or I can sign one of these guys, and I would convince someone like Durant to say, look, the big knock on you is you joined a 73-win team, so winning a championship was easy. All right, well, if you come here, you're immediately going to be the number one contender for the championship next year and probably for the rest of your contract. So you have a chance to win multiple championships by joining a second-round team. So if I could get any one of the big fish, that's my first target, because if I sign them, I have cap room to sign them. Now, once I sign them, I'm capped out. So that means I can't sign any more other free agents except my own. Then I go talk to Jimmy Butler and say, okay, now we're ready to sign you. If I can't sign any of those big fish, then you have no choice. You have to sign Jimmy Butler, and you pretty much have to take Tobias Harris, because, again, you can sign Tobias and go over your cap. You just can't sign any other team's free agents.
Well, as you know,
so that's the thing is, you can't sign Jimmy Butler first, or you hamstring yourself to where you can't make any other moves.
As you know, these conversations happen throughout the year. These conversations happen now before the actual free agent period gets underway, now June 30th instead of July 1st, 6 o'clock on June 30th. They'll know exactly what Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Middleton, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, all of these players are going to do, even with their own people speaking to them throughout the remainder, throughout the regular season and throughout this period right now that's currently going on. The same way that the Clippers had people at Golden State games all year, right, to watch Kevin Durant, to know, so he knew that they were going to be there. So, Sean, they'll know already.
Elton Brand
will know if Kawhi Leonard or one of those guys want to come here or not, Klay Thompson, whoever, whatever name you want to throw. They don't know. And I got your point about Jimmy Butler and all that. I just don't think they can get any of those other guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to put the effort in there first, and Elton Brand.
It's already being done.
All the stops to beg them, just please give me one face-to-face meeting. And then when he does, he has to pull out all the stops to convince them that this is the place you want to finish your career, because you're going to win multiple championships. You're going to be the immediate contender next year for the title. And then as you get older, Kevin Durant, as you're starting to move into your 30s, the guys around you are all going to be moving into their prime. So your life is going to start to get easier as you start to age.
I hope you're right. I just do not.
Come here, you can win three, four, maybe five championships.
I don't see it. I would love it. It's a great.
Just like we said,
LeBron, thanks for the call, Sean. LeBron made a mistake by not coming here.
Agreed.
Paul George made a mistake by not coming here. And I'm not going to say Kevin Durant was going to make a mistake by not coming here.
Kevin Durant can't really make a mistake.
Can't make a mistake. The only mistake that I would say is, dude, why are you leaving Golden State?
Right, that would be a mistake.
But you'd be like, all right, so he won... What, three titles? He
wants to have his mug on the side of Madison Square Garden or whatever. All right.
That's not a bad thing for him.
No,
that's a great thing.
Now, here's the problem. What about Jimmy Butler's personality would lead you to believe, you say, sit tight, Jimmy, I'm going to talk to all of these other guys. And he's going to be like, all right, cool, hold on. Do you have a magazine or something for me here in this waiting room where I can, you know, kick my feet? You think Jimmy Butler is going to be just cool with, oh, yeah, go ahead, talk to those guys. Sit tight. Like, he's not going to generate interest on the open market.
Like, the Clippers are not going to be knocking on his door.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a dangerous game with that guy.
And Jerry West and Lawrence Frank and Doc Rivers, they are great recruiters.
Yes.
The money is there. Los Angeles is there. How many times have we talked about this, and I've openly said, Jimmy Butler has eyes for Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. You've said that before. You said that before he was a Sixer.
Yes.
Actually.
He has eyes for L.A. You don't want to give him more time. They're already talking. He lives out there in the off season.
You know, like, any time that you're at... remember, like, I'm thinking about this in particular because I saw all the kids going to prom tonight. I guess it's a big prom night around the South Jersey area.
Mm-hmm.
You know how any time you're at, like, a big gathering of, like, your classmates or your coworkers or whatever, and you're feeling good and you're celebrating and stuff, you start saying stuff that you don't mean about, like, getting together more often and hanging out and stuff like that. And that wears off eventually. But, like, in the moment, it's like, yeah, we should really hang out more. We should, like, hang out outside of work or outside of school or whatever. That's where Jimmy Butler is right now. Like, if that thank you post isn't goodbye, he's feeling really good about how everything went down. In a month from now, if you're like, hey, sit tight, Jimmy, we're going to talk to... All of that goodwill is already worn off at this point. He's like, yo, the beaches do look pretty good over there in Los Angeles. It's pretty sweet. Nothing against the shore, but man, oh man, this could work out. I don't like that plan.
Yeah.
I really don't. Look, I think that you do need to do your due diligence on everyone, but to be fair, wouldn't you be linked to these guys already?
You know, Jimmy Butler's agent has spoken to Elton Brand a number of times since November, right?
Yeah,
of course. The same with Tobias Harris's father. He's been here since the trade went down. He's been here quite a bit to watch his son play ball.
Yeah.
Elton Brand has spoken to him. Elton Brand is from New York. That family is from New York. In terms of Kevin Durant, Rich Kleiman, his business manager from Roc Nation, he's from New York. Elton Brand is from New York. They know each other. It's like the people here that are prominent basketball people know each other around the city. I'm sure they've all had conversations somewhere, some way. We know the tampering. It's not even tampering. Everybody knows this happens.
Dinner. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like getting...
It happens.
Well, so... I mean, you could do it yourself, right? Like, you look at Durant, and you could look at all of Durant's options, and Philly's probably not one that's high on his list, just based on the way that things are set up.
And team-wise, you know it would be a nice place for him, but we know that it's not an option, probably.
All right, Clay. No indication that he's going to leave Golden State, especially since he's like, yo, I want the max. And they can't come out and be like, well, max out Klay Thompson. But they're like, yeah, the luxury tax not going to be a problem for us. So, like,
going into that new building.
Yeah.
Another title.
All right. Kawhi, any indication whatsoever that it's anything other than a two-horse race between the Clippers and the Raptors?
And the Raptors, no.
That's it. So,
and he bought a new home in San Diego.
Yeah. What I'm saying is you look at it and you can play this game by going down. Like Kyrie, there's no chance that Kyrie Irving's going to come here, I don't think. Like you're way closer to like the Nets. If he was going to have like a dark horse team, that would be it.
Yeah. And the thing with him... I remember doing this, and it's funny because I know my cousin's listening, right? And we had this conversation, and off of the conversation he and I had, I asked the question as he was leaving Cleveland, is he a franchise player? And what is the definition of a franchise player? Mm-hmm. And we came to the conclusion of he was a borderline franchise player.
Right.
Not just because of the performance, but because of the stuff that we know he's now about to leave a decent situation in Boston because he kind of messes things up.
Yeah. Well, so that you have more evidence now. Like, the time in Boston was going to be an indicator. Can this guy run a good team or not? And the evidence isn't great.
No, for Kyrie Irving. Well, you already have talent. What is going on?
Exactly.
And again, so I'm talking to my cousin about it, and he's a Celtic fan. We're going back and forth about it. He's like, I can't wait for him to leave. You know what I'm saying? Look how talented we know. Wow. We know how good he is. We know what he brings. But they are in a position where Boston might be better off moving on, keeping the core, Al Horford and Tatum and Brown, and bringing in someone else to run the point guard. I don't know what happens with Terry Rozier. Maybe
they've been drafting well. You think their young guys are going to start contributing at some point.
Right.
Here.
And maybe they will get a lower-level point guard to replace him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe as we talk about Malcolm Brogdon, what if Malcolm Brogdon is the point guard, a true point guard, is going to get Brown and get Tatum going and Al Horford and run those pick and rolls and things like that, that it works out for them. I don't want to deal with that with Kyrie Irving.
Right.
I don't want to deal with that.
I mean, there are other, clearly, Kawhi, Clay, there are free agents that you would deal with having to reshuffle and figure things out. I'm with you on Irving. I coming into the season, I might have been the biggest Kyrie Irving fan on the planet besides like his dad. And a lot of really damaged faith in Irving's ability to get things done here. Really, really bad.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Let's speak with Drew and Fox Chase as we talk about the Sixers and the exit interviews. What's up, Drew? Yo, Drew. All right, Drew's not ready, so let's check in with Dominic in South Philly on 97.5. Dom.
Yo, what's going on, Devon? It's 42 of my favorites. How you guys doing tonight?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to get into defending Tobias, but while on hold, my head was all ready to explode. So I just want to, if I can, touch on a couple things.
Yeah, man.
The last caller, I mean, listen, I understand you have to do your due diligence. Absolutely. I get that. That's behind the scenes has been going on for months with these teams. The fact of the matter, and Torty, you said it, you hit it head on. To think an alpha dog, guys in the NBA with egos they have at their top of their profession, to think that you're going to tell Jimmy Butler, hey, Jimmy, just can you hold tight? We want to see if we can do, you know, better than you. And if we can't, we'll come back and we're going to sign. Like, come on. Like, that just may be the most ridiculous.
Honey, listen, I'm going to take you out on Friday. Just sit tight. I've got to talk to every other girl in school. You understand. You get it. You're you and they're them. Come on. You get it.
Yeah, just absolutely absurd. And I think that to realistically think that there's a chance that Durant or Clay is like really high in the sky. I think with Durant went through going to Golden State and, you know, not can't beat him, join him, and that whole thing, that the New York situation, although he will, you know, probably be going with Kemba or Kyrie or whoever they bring along, it's more of a rebuild in their eyes, not a ready fix thing where they're going to an organization that's terrible at trying to, you know, bring it back to whatever prominence. So I really don't see him coming to a team that was one of the top five, well, top four in the East and maybe top six in the whole NBA. I think it sort of defeats the purpose. So I just don't see that happening. I think you guys would agree.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what we said, too. And the problem with it is that clearly Philadelphia is a good fit for a lot of different players and free agents and stars. Like, you look at the championship window the teams have, there probably aren't five teams in the NBA that have a better championship setup right now than the Sixers do. But, I mean, we just haven't heard it. Usually in the NBA where there's smoke, there's fire, and there just hasn't been too much smoke with anybody other than the guys that the Sixers already have. So you're right about that, man. Thanks for the phone call. Really appreciate it. That's the tough part. Like, you would never turn down Kawhi Leonard. You never turn down Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant or any of these guys. But like Kemba Walker is a guy who's probably out of your price range if you're bringing Jimmy Butler back. You've got to make a determination. Like, you got to make a decision about, like, hey, we're going to go and pursue this. and be willing to have Jimmy go. It's not like a bird in the hand kind of situation. You can't hang on to it.
No, and that's why I was bringing up names like, as we talked about earlier, Patrick Beverley and Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, those are real names.
Sure.
I'm guessing Malcolm Brogdon is going to get paid.
Me too. I would think so. Rookie of the year and playoff success.
Steady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a team guy, and he's going to do all that stuff. Some team is going to give him some good money, like $70 million probably. That might be too rich for you, but those are the type of names that we're bringing up that you're going to go out there and pursue.
So that guy called back, the one that was saying to hold...
Signing Jimmy first.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he was saying... He was pretty angry, too, by the way.
No, I crossover. What he meant.
He was saying, like, make a deal with Jimmy, like, backhand agreement. Hey, we're going to sign you. Let's just see if we can get Kawhi, too, to team you up as the super team. He's saying he's going to use the cap to get up there and then spend the rest of
it.
Go own the luxury tax.
The idea is fantastic. I just don't think that those players are going to come here.
Yeah.
It's not wrong with his idea. I'm just disagreeing that they would decide to come here. That's all. No, all right. He didn't say anything wrong.
He's saying, so sign Durant and then go into the luxury tax to bring Butler in, hypothetically.
Huh.
Well, I don't know if that's how the cap works like that, but maybe.
I'm not a
In a perfect world, that'd be great.
I just don't see Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, any of those other
So he was saying definitely sign Jimmy, like the backdoor agreement. Hey, Jimmy, we agree on this.
Sean, totally understand. I get it.
So Harris is the odd man out in that situation.
And that's fine. I hear you. I would love, of course I'm going to let Tobias Harris walk and sign Jimmy Butler if I'm still able to bring in Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, or Chris Middleton. Yeah, I'm going to let him walk. But they're not coming here. Just me.
I'm sure they will do their due diligence. Like, honestly speaking, I'm sure that they'll ask.
It's being done now.
Yeah, they're asking and kicking tires now.
Yeah, it's been done. The playoff series is over, and people are probably kicking tires still to get a sense of, hey, you know, what's going on? We're just checking back in, trying to see what's up.
Is Kevin like cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
No? All right.
Hey, close to Baltimore. Yeah, right? You can go back home a little bit if you want. But if that's the case, you could have went to Washington, played for the Wizards.
Well, no. Let's not say anything we can't take back.
Go too far? Okay,
sorry. You want to do that if you're Kevin Durant?
I don't. I don't, but I got what you're saying. 610-632-0975. Exit interviews for the Sixers. Harris, Scott, Marjanovic, Ennis, Simmons, the Jonathan, the one that's not coming back.
The Jonathan.
He's not coming back. So we're exit interviewing those guys. And what would you give Tobias Harris if you did bring him back? What kind of number would you give him? How many years? Because we keep talking to people and they're saying 4, not 5. So, hey, how do you feel? What do you give him if you are bringing him back? 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, future cannabis and CBD entrepreneurs. Are you interested in making some extra cash in the booming medical marijuana and CBD business? Then get ready. Christopher Wright, host of the hit radio Cannabis Talk 101, is holding a free training class in the Philly area. Over the last few years, Chris and his dedicated team have been making money in the medical marijuana business, and now they're looking to help others do the same. If you have the desire, Chris is ready to teach you his proven formula for starting and running a successful medical marijuana or CBD business that will allow you to tap into today's modern-day green rush. So if you're interested in becoming a cannabis entrepreneur, call 800-420-0063 now and get your free cannabis business starter kit and free tickets to Chris's Cannabis Network training class. Call 800-420-0063 now. Seating is very limited. Call 800-420-0063. That's 800-420-0063 and get your free starter kit today. This is an educational class only, brought to you by the Cannabis Talk Network.
Tax and tax additional, all offers on select models with approved credit, 24-month leases, $29.95 on Encore, $49.95 on Terrain, due at signing with 2,000 GM competitive lease rebate of qualified event ends 5/31/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's a tri-state tradition. FC Kerbeck's 36th Annual Memorial Carbecue. Now in progress. Lease a new 2019 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore, $99 down or $99 a month. month. Over 250 GMCs and Buicks up to 25% off MSRP. Lease a new GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. $99 down or $99 a month. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Deluxe gas grill included with vehicle purchase. Carbecue. Now in progress. Over 250 GMCs and Buicks up to 25% off MSRP. New 2019 Terrain or Encore. $99 down or $99 a month at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.com.
Come join us.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Macy's one-day sale with incredible deals of the day. Priced so low, you don't need a savings pass. Like colorful swim separates for just $29.99. Refresh your shoe and sandal rotation with 30 to 50% savings. Save 40 to 60% on men's suits, shoes, basics, and more. And get the perfect summer accessory with 70% off fine jewelry. Friday and Saturday at Macy's one-day sale. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And at Wendy's, we got you with a Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a Whirlpool top freezer refrigerator, now for just $598. Its big 18 cubic foot capacity has plenty of storage space. And that price puts everything within reach. Summer's here, and today is the day for doing. With Memorial Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
Sports Talk for Marlton and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Woo! 928, 97.5, The Fanatic. Joe Torre, Devon Givens with you. Exit interviewing Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons. Where do you guys stand on bringing those players back? 610-632-0975. The Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get two general admission tickets to opening tap for Philly Beer Week on Friday, May 31st for just $46. That's two tickets for the price of one to sample special offerings from over 60 local and national breweries and cideries. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your tickets before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Mike Scott, JT, what do you think?
Depends on the number, obviously, but if he's talking to his agent about staying in Philadelphia, that kind of encourages you, right? Now, I know that there's going to be a market for Scott, but the fact is that there was a fit here. He's an energy player, and you don't have a ton of energy players off the bench. I'd like to see him return. I would like to see a little bit more consistency, and like if you're going to come in, do something. Like in Game 7, the fact that he wasn't you know, getting shots up or anything like that. I thought that was a little bit surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in game six, the games they won, you noticed Mike Scott a lot. So I thought that was maybe a, you know, a common thread there.
Yeah, yeah. 610-632-0975. I'm a fan of Mike Scott. I just like the toughness that he adds to the team. He can knock down an outside shot. And he just brings versatility. I'm not overpaying for him, and I think that number will be around $5 million annually for him if you give him a new deal. But I do like Mike Scott overall, no question about it.
Yep. Now, the other guys that you mentioned, Jonathan Simmons, I would really, really doubt going to be a Sixer next year just because of the number, and he's got a partially guaranteed contract. They're going to make a decision on that pretty quickly. I don't know how much of the bench you're going to see return. You know, they might feel the same way that some of these callers do about, you know, Boban and some of these other guys. Mike Scott might be one of the lone returning bench guys outside of the young guys, Zaire Smith and you know, Shake, if you're bringing Shake in and yeah, those kind of guys. Like, that might be it. You might be building from scratch a little bit there on the bench.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, the 24th pick,
yeah,
33 and 34. Or they'll trade one or trade both, move up, yeah, or something like that. They're going to have some young people probably on this roster from the draft. James Ennis is probably gone.
You'd think so, yeah.
He's probably gone. He's going to want a pay increase.
Just as much bad as good when Ennis was in there. Like, there were some games where you were like, wow, this guy is a key signing, a key trade acquisition. And then there were some games where it's like, what's this guy doing out there? So yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either way.
Right, yeah. So, you know, Boban, we talked about at the very beginning, nice player for his size. He kind of tricks you into, you don't know you're going to get that stuff from him, right? And he has a good game, but then he plays against the Toronto Raptors and he can't play. He plays against the Brooklyn Nets, he's fine. He plays against the, so he's situational.
Like matchup center.
We talked about that as soon as it happened, and he kept playing well, and they didn't know how to, the defenses didn't know how to stop him, and he was giving good minutes in place of Embiid, but when it came down to it, certain matchups he could not play against, so probably want a more athletic center to back up Embiid.
He's like a platoon guy with Greg Monroe. Like with Greg, you see the matchups that he's bad in. Monroe's probably okay in those matchups, and then the matchups that Boban's going to dominate, you don't want to see Monroe in the game at all during those matchups. It's tough. You'd like to have one guy to go to off the bench, not to like perform it to Embiid's level by any stretch, but
of course not.
At least to do like a reasonable impression.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't fall off a cliff afterwards.
Yeah, Boban, I like Boban.
Me too.
Forget about the videos, he and Tobias Harris do all that cool stuff. Oh, he's an okay player, yeah, but I prefer someone else backing up Joel Embiid with some athleticism as well.
Get that taco in your life, man.
Get that taco. T. Will just asked me too. He said, yeah, do you like taco? We both talked about taco. I know you really like taco. He's a second round pick,
yeah,
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how his workouts go.
Like a 36 or 37% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So that's a big time problem. And he's gotten worse, I think, over the course of his career at UCF as he's gotten more shots.
Yeah. And you also wonder when it comes to Tobias Harris, before we get back to Drew, when you see names like Cam Johnson, right? As you know, from Pitt, transferred, Carolina, worked out for him well. That's the name that's really, really linked to the Sixers at the 24th spot. And we are a month away from it, so we have no idea. But that's a name at a stretch four position, right, that people feel like is a plug-and-play kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Even at 24, you're talking about a playoff team, that he can come in and give you minutes.
Yeah.
Not saying that he's Tobias Harris, but similar type of outside shooting.
Don't have to pay him the max.
Don't have to pay him the max. Doesn't play defense very well.
Right, exactly.
Stuff like that. I mean, that does that say anything when that draft comes around and it is possibly Cam Johnson?
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch what they decide to do. Like, it wouldn't shock me, based on what we just said about their bench, that they make a lot of these picks. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they targeted some guy at 19 or 20 or something like that and decided to try to move up a little bit and use some of those picks in order to get there. Man, people just can't quit this this wait and sign Jimmy Butler thing.
No, they can't. No, they cannot.
There's a lot of rage out there for a Friday night. I'm surprised a little bit.
610-632-0975. They are who they are.
Nah, I get it.
Yeah. Drew and Fox Chase is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Drew, you with us? All right.
Sounds
man.
Like he's asleep.
I was going to say.
Is he asleep?
The conversation was not riveting enough for Drew.
Drew sounds like he's asleep. Really?
We'll talk to him later. Don't want to disturb him.
John, you know? No, you don't. John and Gladwin, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. John.
Yeah, I got a comment on the Sixer center position, but the more I watch Toronto, the more I feel that the 76ers should have won that series in six games had Embiid not come down with this flu or whatever, because here they are, they're getting torched by 25 at halftime by Milwaukee in game two.
Yeah, John, I love the fact that everybody was like racing to play against Milwaukee. Like Milwaukee was the team that you wanted to play against in the playoffs, and they're just housing a team that took the Sixers to seven games.
Yeah, but I think the Sixers should have won that series. I feel they would have won it in six had Embiid not been, you know, had flu and was gassed in a couple of them games and whatnot. But regarding the center,
mm-hmm.
I've always thought that the 76ers need three bigs. Like Boban, maybe you can have him as a situational big, but I think they need three bigs with Embiid, and they need to have three bigs.
You mean like legitimate bigs?
Well, maybe you could have a Boban around that you could use in situation, but they need another big. I think they need another big to back up.
All right, because I'm trying to think of other teams. Let's just say the Raptors. You just got finished paying the Raptors. Marcus Gasol is your starter. Serge Ibaka is your backup. I mean, they have deep, deep, deep reserve bigs, but those guys are never going to see the floor.
Not rotational.
No,
guys,
so,
yeah.
And here's the other thing, too, John. I think let's just assume Boban is your guy, as you just say. Mike Scott is probably going to be in that rotation as a center, as a small ball center. Even Ben Simmons might get minutes at the center spot because of the nature of today's game and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. With the minutes and so on and so forth, as we've seen the last couple years, they need, I think, another backup center.
Interesting, John. Thanks, man.
You know who I would look at, but I think he's going to get too much money.
Who's that?
Robin Lopez.
Yeah. Probably going to get paid.
He's probably going to get too much money.
Right.
But he's a free agent. That's the type of name that I would look at. Robin Lopez. Dwayne Dedmon. Everybody talks about Dwayne Dedmon, right? I like Dwayne Dedmon too. But if you can get Robin Lopez a little bit, you won't lose a lot is what I'm saying.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out what the value of a guy like DeAndre Jordan is. Like, I know he's never going to make $23 million a season again.
And I wonder if he still has that thing where he feels like he has to start.
Right, yeah. Is he still on that thing?
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough.
That would be a guy.
Funnily enough, another guy would be like Hassan Whiteside. But that thing is never going to happen. Like, based on all of the history and the way that things have gone down. Like, Whiteside could do something.
He's too lazy for me.
That I think so too, but if you're giving him limited minutes and he's like, "Yo, I've only got this much time to, you know, do things," I wonder if you might get a little bit more out of him.
What about Nerlens?
Man, we just can't quit the former players, man.
What about Nerlens?
We just can't. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. The problem that I have with it is that if Embiid is going to be a centerpiece for you offensively, and then the guy that you bring in for him is not an offensive force, do things change too much? Unless you're going to have Simmons, like I said yesterday, featured in that second unit where he's more of an offensive option. That's my only hesitation with Nerlens, is that, you know, I don't know if you get enough offense.
Yeah, because Lopez is somebody that's going to—he's not an offensive force, but he's more than functional.
Yeah,
he can score.
Absolutely,
he knows how to score. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, see.
What about you and Nerlens? I can tell that there's something, you know, the wheel's turning.
Turning a little bit, just because I feel like with everything that has hit him, it's one of those things where everything, again, has hit him, and he's like, I need a shot. And I thought Oklahoma City was a good shot. He played okay there.
Uh-huh.
He has to find his way. But then I'm also saying, he just doesn't seem himself anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? He just doesn't seem himself anymore. So I don't know how engaged he is to even navigate that and see if he would even want to come back.
Well, and the frustrating thing, I'm sure, for Nerlens is to go through, and that's why I'm wondering if something like this happens with Tobias Harris as well, where you think that your value is something.
Yes.
And then the market tells you, nah, man, your value is not this.
And you brought it up last night. He had the value.
Yeah.
He said, nah.
Yeah, exactly. It's his call.
Yeah,
he had the choice.
Maybe that's why he's miserable now.
Well, that's what I'm starting to wonder. Is he thinking that it's missed opportunities?
$75 million on the table.
Hey, it's almost like when somebody offers you, you know, 4 years and $80 million, and you're like, nah.
Tobias Harris.
See what I'm saying here?
Well, some guys gamble right. Andre Iguodala turned down $456 million. Billy King gave him $480 million.
Worked.
It worked.
Yeah. For him.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
That worked for him.
610-632-0975. Tom, Derek, Aaron, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side. Final segment for us, Joe Torre, Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Diana.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Attention, future cannabis and CBD entrepreneurs. Are you interested in making some extra cash in the booming medical marijuana and CBD business? Then get ready. Christopher Wright, host of the hit radio Cannabis Talk 101, is holding a free training class in the Philly area. Over the last few years, Chris and his dedicated team have been making money in the medical marijuana business, and now they're looking to help others do the same. If you have the desire, Chris is ready to teach you his proven formula for starting and running a successful medical marijuana or CBD business that will allow you to tap into today's modern-day green rush. So if you're interested in becoming a cannabis entrepreneur, call 800-420-0063 now and get your free cannabis business starter kit and free tickets to Chris's Cannabis Network training class. Call 800-420-0063 now. Seating is very limited. Call 800-420-0063. That's 800-420-0063 and get your free starter kit today. This is an educational class only brought to you by the Cannabis Talk Network.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, windows that are inefficient, or an old deck that needs to be replaced, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com. We will protect your house.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings. And every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry.
Coming!
Here's your ducky. And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
It's Macy's One Day Sale with incredible deals of the day. Priced so low, you don't need a savings pass. Like chic and comfy designer pillows, $5.99. Save 20% plus an extra 15% on handy small appliances. Take 60% off bold Charter Club damask sheets and bedding. And jumpstart your vacay with 60 to 65% savings on luggage from Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring PGA Championship coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. The Armin team, closer than you think.
Genuine Philly sports talk, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 945, 97.5 The Fanatic. Final segment for us this week. Don't forget.
No, sorry.
Don't forget. Next week, same thing.
Yeah.
9 o'clock hour.
This continues as far as we know.
Yes.
Until they tell us otherwise.
Right. Until they tell us otherwise. So hopefully you guys enjoy when Joe and I get to spend some time together for the 9 o'clock hour, and we will do that certainly again next week. 610-632-0975. Tom in West Philly wants to jump in on this conversation. Tom, what's going on, man?
I was listening to you say that you didn't think any big-time free agents would come to Philadelphia, and I agree, and I think what the reason for that is, I think everyone is totally unsure about the orthopedic health of Joel Embiid and the ability for him to keep his back, his feet, and his knees on the court more than 50 games a year or really 25 minutes a game without having to be hit out in the three-point line to save his endurance.
No, we know about it. That's when we did the exit interviews for him. We pointed out that the conditioning was the number one thing that we were concerned about with Embiid going forward.
And then, Tom, with the health, like we were just talking about it during the break, the problem is going to be convincing, you know, somebody, anybody, for 5 years to come and play in Philadelphia. And at the end of the 5 years, are they going to be confident that Embiid's going to be out there and be playing at an all-NBA level? I think it's really tough to say that. Really hard.
Yeah, I think actually it's not spoken enough in Philadelphia that his spine looks for a big guy, and the way, you know, big guys grow and they sometimes don't grow in consort the way you should naturally.
Uh-huh.
He looks like there's something wrong with his entire spinal frame in terms of its fragility and stability. And I don't know, I'm looking at something between Oden and Walton is how I'm picking it up, which I hate to say, but
Greg Oden. Okay.
One thing too, I don't know how connected this is, but when I looked at Joel's face, I thought he doesn't look as old in his face as Oden did, but he's close. Anyways, I hate to think of Philadelphia because I like to see Philadelphia do well, but I think it, I don't know.
Well, that's nothing new, Tom, with Embiid. Thanks for the phone
call,
man.
Not the first to say that.
We've kind of been expecting this. In fact, early on, I was talking about how you keep seeing he has a back injury, and then he has a foot injury, and then he has a knee injury, and people were trying to tell me it's not connected. Like, that's foolish. Of course it's connected. Like, your posterior chain is always connected.
The lower part of your body.
Yeah, if you have a back problem, you're going to end up with a hip problem. And then you're going to end up, just because you're carrying yourself, you're overcompensating, all that other kind of stuff. The issue is you doing everything that you can to kind of mitigate those things. And that's what Devon and I were talking about during the exit interview with Embiid. It's, are you going to get in great shape? Mm-hmm. Career best shape is what we're told, right?
Career best fitness.
A career best fitness. take care of your body nutrition-wise and everything else to kind of limit the effects of a lot of those lingering injuries and maybe eventually reverse them and get rid of them. But that hasn't ended up being the case so far in Embiid's career. And the question becomes, all right, is this series a wake-up call or is there no wake-up call that's going to be allowed enough for the big fella?
Absolutely right. We don't know. But you hope after this the visual of seeing him cry the way he did,
yeah,
showing that emotion, then posting the Instagram post and the Twitter post stating that he's going to come back bigger, better, faster, stronger, all that stuff. Okay. All right. This
show
is
2
years in a row now.
Yeah.
You got knocked out in the second round. Partially, yes, he was sick, but partially because of the conditioning that was not needed for him to close out a game against the Toronto Raptors and maybe even force a game 6 against Boston last year in the Eastern Conference semis.
And here's the cruel part, right? He's up there talking about how Brett Brown's a great coach.
Yes.
And how he's the guy and everything else. Dude, just so you understand, if you don't perform next year, he's getting fired, not you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to protect Brett Brown, then you need to do all of those things we were talking about, career best fitness and all that kind of stuff, because it's not going to be you paying the price if you guys don't perform next year.
And we're talking about if you don't perform next year early, he's gone quick.
Yeah, short leash.
Yes. 610-632-0975. You're not kidding. You are not kidding. Let's go to Derek in North Philly next on the Fanatic with the exit interviews. What's up, Derek?
What's going on? Can y'all hear me good?
Yep.
All right, listen, man. I don't understand. Y'all keep harping on this Embiid thing. He is all weak. When he gets in shape, he's going to be fine. You have to keep Tobias for defensive purposes. He might not score consistently, but he plays defense better than Redick does. What I would try to
do... No, he doesn't.
He don't play no D?
No.
He played better than Redick.
That's not saying a lot.
All right. When he was in there not scoring, was he trying to at least play some D?
He picked it up. Yeah, Derek, I'll get it to him. He picked it up in the playoffs, yes, but he's not a defender.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but what about – neither is Butler. Butler doesn't play great defense either.
No, he doesn't play great defense anymore, but he plays good defense.
Yeah, but see, and Tobias is good enough too. Now, listen to this.
Okay.
Why would you get rid of Ennis off the bench? Which, he might not be consistent on scoring, but he does – scrap and don't let you get easy buckets. You need defense. Everybody want to get shooters, outside shooters. When I used to coach, I tell you, if you can't set your man down, he's scoring on you and you scoring on him. What does that matter? If they get a defensive stop on us, we're going to lose the game. Right? Now, real quick, how about Beverly and Chandler, Tyson Chandler? I know he's a little older, but he's some force off the bench and he can teach and B or Bobon or whoever else you bring in there young, how to play that position solid.
Well, it's a good name, Tyson Chandler. I just think it might be 2 years too late for Tyson Chandler at this point. Thanks for the call. Didn't help the Lakers that much. He gave them an energy boost very beginning, and then things kind of went the other way.
But Derek's on with us. Beverly's a good...
Absolutely.
Good ad.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's been a name we've been talking about for a while. Yes, he's going to cost you, though.
What's
going to cost you?
So here's the problem. When people are like, you can't not bring this guy back. Whoever you want to throw out there, whether it's Redick, whether it's Mike Scott, whether it's James Ennis, this is going to get really... I don't think people understand, or maybe they do, but they're not just throwing it out there or thinking about it top of their mind. This team's going to get incredibly expensive. Like, really, really fast.
Yes.
If you bring back Butler and Harris, because the Simmons extension, he's not going to cost you $8 million a season forever. Like, all of a sudden, you're going to have that extension. You're talking about a mega expensive team.
Yep.
This is better be it. That's these, like, really nice players and pieces off the bench, these specialists, you're not going to have the ability to ink these guys if you're going to pay all of these guys. To keep the band together and add to it. It's not going
to
work.
Elton Brand has to be really creative here when it comes to this. Has to be really creative.
Because they've got the MLE, and that's about it. What do they have, like $8.5, $9 million that they can spend, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it.
And we were talking during the break, J.J. Redick, you know, what kind of number is he going to look for?
Right.
You gave him the 23 last year, 12 this year. That's 35 in 2 years. Are we now talking about doing something long-term, 2-3 years, third-year team option, but you give us a little bit of a discount?
What incentive does he have to, you know what I mean? Like, is he going to just make good? Is this like an on my honor thing where it's like, hey, you gave me 23 to get in the door? You
still
going to
play starter. Still going to play starter minutes, either starter or bench player, but right. Still going to play starter minutes.
Got to figure out what he wants.
Championship contender.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference, at least championship contender. Is that enough? That's the question.
That's the question.
Well, 610-632-0975. First off, Brian McLaughlin, thanks so much for the great work tonight. As always, man, good to have you back. JT, this has been a fun week, man.
Yeah.
I look forward to doing this going forward.
Me too. This is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It sounds like we're going to ruffle some feathers here along the way, so I appreciate everybody
Probably so. Probably so. But it's going to be fun. Hopefully we keep you guys entertained and stick with us. We always like to have fun and give you a good show. So thanks to all the callers this week. And tweets as well. They come in abundance also. So really appreciate all the calls and the tweets all week. Aaron and Jayden, hang on. Joe's got you next on the other side. Signing off. I'll be back at 7 o'clock on Monday. So have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday right here, 7 o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.